USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Protests in the wake of George Floyd's death are stretching into their second weekend, with Washington, D.C. seeing the city's largest demonstration since he was killed on Memorial Day in Minneapolis. Also in D.C., the city's mayor, Muriel Bowser, had a message painted on the city street that leads to the White House, and it says, "Black Lives Matter," in large yellow letters that take up the entire street. Residents of Minneapolis and St. Paul are no longer under a curfew, and the state is planning to start sending state troopers and National Guard members back to their homes. And Philadelphia city leaders are getting ready for what is expected to be an even bigger Justice for George Floyd protest at the Art Museum. The National Guard and other law enforcement agencies are continuing to assist Philadelphia police. And a public viewing and private memorial service for George Floyd are being held in Rayford, North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.